The Joe and Alex Show. Blank hit my car. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. Blank hit my car. 833-563-2539. A turtle smashed into a man's windshield. This happened in South Carolina.
I like turtles.
Yeah, me too. Cracking the glass. The man was driving when the turtle hit the tire of another vehicle. Oh, oh poor turtle.
Gosh.
Sending it soaring into the air right into the man's windshield.
Oh.
The turtle, of course, died instantly, and the glass shattered all over the man. He said, man, I was covered in it, and I just saw that poor little guy.
I like turtles.
Coming right at me. Coming in hot.
Well, he could have taken him home and made turtle soup.
I don't even think so. After he got ran over, it would have been like, well, I guess it would have been kind of liquid by then.
So gross.
I'm wondering, though, has anybody else had an incident where something flew up and hit your car, or maybe just ran into your car, or you ran into it? It doesn't have to be a turtle, necessarily. Liv the Web Girl, you're accident prone. Have you ever had that happen?
I have a really painful story.
Ooh, I like pain.
It was the summer going into my senior year of high school, and I was driving home from a friend's house. It was 11 o'clock at night, so it was dark in their neighborhood, and out of nowhere, this dog like lunges its body in front of my car.
Not a dog, not
I
a dog.
I know, it's hard. I did not have time to slow down, to stop. And it literally went boom, boom, boom,
boom. God,
ran.
It's too early
over
to find out one member of the show's a murderer.
Dude, it didn't die that night, you know?
It didn't die, pause, that night.
It didn't. I mean, God. It died later, but I don't know if I had anything to do with its death. But
I would guess so.
It was a... No, stop. It's not even that. The noises that was coming from this golden retriever.
Jeez. Stop. You don't
what
need to go.
Oh,
stop.
My gosh.
Stop,
I was
for real.
Bawling my eyes out. And then turns out it's the person whose dog it is. I went to grade school with their son.
Oh.
And so the parents come running out. I'm pretty sure the dad was drunk. I mean, it was like a Saturday night at like 11 o'clock.
Were you
whatever.
Drunk when you hit Fido?
No, I wasn't at all. Like, we had a very chill night. We played like ping pong at my friend's house.
What happened?
So they rushed the dog to the vet, and I guess like it had like a couple broken ribs, but it was going to be fine.
Were they mad at you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they were super mad. But like in that neighborhood, like dogs have to be on a leash.
Mm.
And so, like, it wasn't my fault. Like, obviously, like, it was, like, not a super well-lit road. It was in a neighborhood at 11 o'clock. And the dog, and I wasn't even going fast. Like, the dog literally just jumped out
That's
of nowhere.
So
I was in the car with my friend, and the cops came. And then later, they didn't act mad, but the dog did have a couple open wounds, like was bleeding.
Okay, you know.
Yeah, you for sure are responsible.
Yeah.
No, it didn't die then.
Yeah, but okay. It didn't die from those injuries.
It didn't die that night. But then, literally fast forward, like 2 weeks later, I go to a high school party, like a huge one.
Did you hit it again?
I ran into the sun. And he was like, yeah, you ran over my dog. And I was like, oh. I was like, how's Lilybell?
That's freaking
and
dark,
I didn't
man.
Want any. I didn't want it to get out, so I only told like two friends of mine. And one of them, our first day of our senior year, decided during an assembly, they were taking like prayer intentions. He raises his hand. He was like, I want to pray for the golden retriever Lilybell that Olivia ran over this
Savage.
Summer. And
wow.
I was like, wow. Okay.
So like how long after did it pass away?
I think like months.
Okay. Not to cut you off, but God, I want to move on because this is depressing as hell. Like you're giving me all the details.
I'm sorry.
All the details. Pork chop, you ever hit something? Doesn't have to be a pet that everybody loves and cares about.
Yes.
Oh,
in New Jersey, there's this, that's where I'm from.
Yes.
And there's this thing called Mischief Night. I think they do that in Michigan.
Yeah, Devil's
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, it's the night before Halloween.
I know everything.
And
the devil.
The kids like to take toilet paper and throw it in the trees and stuff.
Yeah,
we know what it is.
People's houses, yeah.
Get to the good stuff.
They like to throw eggs. Well, I was driving down the road, only going 25 miles an hour, and out of nowhere, an egg just flies and right into my windshield.
I've been driving around with a broken windshield for, I don't know, 10 months now, just because I'm lazy to replace it.
Did you stop after you hit that person or no?
No, I didn't, actually. I got 10 points. It was worth it.
What caused the windshield?
I thought people were 100
points. I was driving and I hit a spark plug. It was just on the road from somebody else's car and it flew up and cracked my windshield.
Did you see it coming in like, no?
No, I was completely shocked, but it stayed like in that little crevice where the windshield wipers are. So I reached around and I picked it up to see what it was. So that's how I know what it was.
Are those things metal?
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, surprised it didn't go right through the window.
Scary.
Yeah, it probably almost did.
At the right angle, yeah, for sure. I have two stories about hitting something with my car, hitting my car. I was driving. It was my first full-time radio gig, and it was about a 45-minute commute each way from my house to the radio station. So I had to hop on the highway for a good chunk of that. And I see, like, I'd never seen it before, behind, like, in front of me, but a semi-tire had a blowout. And I was like, oh, crap, look at that tire launch in the air. I'm like, oh, look at it hit the ground. Oh, look, it's bouncing right at my car.
Yikes.
75, 80 miles per hour. I'm driving normal speed. And it just smashed my front end.
That's
it
my biggest fear.
It was like Final Destination. I'm like, all right, Lord, this is how you're going to take me out?
Well, and then so that happened. You had your car totaled by a drunk driver yesterday. So I guess now you've only got one more chance.
Yeah.
Final Destination.
There's only three?
Yeah.
That's not good. Well, I think I've used them all, though, because I had these deer that one time ran into the side of my car.
All right. Well, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Time is ticking.
Did you say you had a pinched nerve or something today?
Yeah. It's the Joe and...
Ah,